how would you describe, say, the sound of Spelman? If we were to liken it to, say, a fine wine.
Oh, that's easy. I would like it to be likened to
a wonderful Merlot.
Deep, rich. Yeah.
A lot of my colleagues have commented about Spelman's course. They'd heard a lot of women's choirs. You know, it was just sort of treble, you know, and it gets kind of old, if you will. But I think Spelman, the nature of those voices, you know, we have the treble, we have the sopranos, but we have the altos.
Yeah.
See, we'll write music and publishers will say, oh no, we could never publish this because altos can't sing a low D. Those sisters can handle it.
How many years now has the Spelman-Morehouse collaboration been going on for the Christmas season?
This is the 87th.
87th.
Mm-hmm. Started in Sisters Chapel, and now it's three concerts. All the concerts are jam-packed each night.
Over the past decade and a half of your leadership, what is the one moment in the program each year that you just can't wait to experience?
I think there are multiple. I'm going to say three because I don't follow direction. And the first one, which is obvious, when Morehouse does Bethlehem. With the percussion and the African piece.
That is a showstopper.
Simply sets the audience aflame. Oh, yay, Morehouse. I mean, one of a kind. Two, We Are Christmas. Certainly that piece has become part and parcel of Spelman's experience in Christmas Carol.
It's the stamp.
Yes, it is the stamp. It's on YouTube, you know, I think it has like 60,000 hits. And when you're a young student, you probably feel like the weight of the Spelman world, if you will, is on your shoulders with We Are Christmas. Because if you bomb on We Are Christmas, you know, you've killed the whole concert in their mind.
No stress
it's
there.
It's not true, but... And then at the end, so I'm finishing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Dr. Joyce Finch Johnson, who's probably in her 87th Christmas Carol. But she plays, bomb, bum, bomb. And the audience has not been able to clap the whole time because we feel like it's our gift to the community. So they are not allowed to clap. They don't always follow the rules. But this dominant chord, boom, 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 boom. And they just, I could feel the applause coming. And they know we're not supposed to, but we are going to. And I run off stage and the audience just loses their mind. I think that's one of the greatest moments every year. It's just wonderful.